Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And we are here on News Talk 1590 KVTA, and in studio, we have a couple of guests, Monique Nolan and Nancy Ombres. With unemployment rates at record lows, employees continue to be challenged to find job-ready employees with the skills they are looking for. Despite that reality, there's a lot of talk about ageism. We often evaluate people based on their age, and this is a trend that's becoming a challenge in the workplace, especially as more seniors are looking to return to work. Here to talk about how the benefits of hiring older workers and how job seekers looking to rejoin the workforce can gain the new skills needed to land a job are, as I said, Monique Nolan, Deputy Director, County of Ventura Area Agency on Aging, and also Nancy Ombres, Workforce Operations Manager, County of Ventura for the Americans Job Center of California, or AJCC. Welcome to the show and the program this morning. Great to have you on board.
Thank you.
So let's start off, if we can, if I may, with Monique. Mm-hmm. Is there really an age bias in the job market, and why would it be happening?
Well, data from AARP shows two-thirds of individuals aged 45 to 74 have experienced age-related discrimination. So the short answer is yes. Age bias is happening because of stereotypes and misconceptions about the value of an older adult worker in the workplace. And the notion of retirement is changing, and so that means we must work together as a community to change the attitudes of employers and combat those misconceptions.
Now, Nancy, why are older workers such an untapped resource for employers looking to fill critical positions?
Well, again, it's misconceptions that employers may have that older workers are, you know, not as productive. But if you look at current data, you see folks that are 60 and over, they're projected to outnumber our children that are within the next year that are five and younger. By 2025, 25% of the workers in the U.S. will be 55 and over. So the preconceived notions that you're too old to be productive simply isn't true. We know that companies that are built by folks that are over 40 are three times more likely to be successful. So it's because older workers tend to be patient and more collaborative.
And another thing about older workers, I think, and especially with my parents, it's not that they got lazy or anything. They just put the brakes on in their mid-50s. And I think that became a trend. But now that people are more active and, you know, staying around longer, thank goodness, due to advancements in health, there's a reason to be back in the workforce. And I'll bet you there's a lot of folks out there that do retire and say, I've got enough to do. So they want to get back into the workforce. And they're still, as you're saying, you know, very, very viable people. Mm-hmm. So let's offer this up to both of you, Nancy and Monique. It looks like there's a demand for experienced employees and a growing population of older workers looking to return to work. So what can companies gain from hiring these older workers, both men and women, obviously?
You know, the first thing is get over these misconceptions about older workers are overpaid. They're not, you know, that, you know, sharp. Their younger people are just smarter. And embrace not only the opportunity to bring someone with solid competence to your workforce, but also experienced employees are excellent mentors for your workforce.
And companies will gain employees who possess an expansive knowledge base, employees that are highly competent, and hiring an older adult supports cognitive diversity by adding another dimension of experience to the team. Few company advancements are made by one individual. Most times it takes collaboration, and having older adults in the workplace aids in the strength of the team. Also, like my colleague just stated, older adult workers can serve as mentors for the younger workers, providing professional bolstering, if you will, which helps in organic ways sometimes that can't take place on a global level with company-wide training. So some things you learn on the front lines and pairing multi-generational workers can prove invaluable.
Now, one of the things, I'm going to go off the rails just a little bit here off script, mm-hmm. The OK Boomer syndrome, and I see this maybe with some kids, and I'm saying kids, you know, really 35 and under, the okay boomer being I get a job somewhere and I come in as the know-it-all and I'm sort of an immovable object. Do you think there's a little bit of that too that comes up where younger workers could, one, possibly be intimidated, and another one, here we go again, how he never missed a day of work for 40 years and, you know, walked up hills and through snow to get to work. where would that marriage be? What can the older worker do maybe to modify their stances, not being so strident? Mm-hmm. And what could the younger worker do perhaps to welcome in this this knowledge?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I think the first step that companies can take is actually conduct some training in how to deal with older generations. Multi-generational workers is a common thing in the industry. So that training and understanding that we all need to understand one another in the workplace and how we fit together mm-hmm. and how we can collaborate is the first step. But definitely removing those barriers and those misconceptions are key to success.
And I agree with my colleague, and specifically it's about communication, learning how to communicate with one another in their own language. I think that's really important because it differs. It's changed over the course of time how individuals interact, what's okay in the workplace, what's appropriate. So communication is the most important.
Yeah, just things like I was raised primarily without a cell phone. Mm-hmm. These kids have never known life without a cell phone.
Correct.
So there's even things like that, technology-based, and many, many things that come up here. So let's get to resources now. What resources are available at the Area Agency on Aging, and what are they doing to help other workers pursue career reentry opportunities in Ventura County? What would be in there for an older person to take a look at?
Well, we offer a program called the Senior Community Service Employment Program. This program is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and provides on-the-job training at community-based organizations for eligible older adults with a goal of upgrading job skills, thereby making them more marketable. We also collaborate with Ventura Adult and Continuing Education, which is sometimes called VACE. VACE offers many programs for older adults to enhance their professional skills, and they even offer some classes on our campus in Ventura.
So are there career pathways that an older worker looking to return to work might pursue with more success, and what resources are available at AJCC?
So for older workers that are interested in returning to work, it depends on some of the factors that we look at. For example, someone's background, educational work history, their interests, the physical demands of the job are also very important, and the local labor market. So, for example, let's take someone who's interested in teaching and in education. That could be an excellent second career for someone. So we provide them with the resources at the center in terms of guiding them to listings, to labor market information, and a variety of resources. Now, especially if they're interested in the STEM area, which is the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or special education, there's a great demand for folks who have experience and who are interested in maybe touching the future, because that's what our children are. Now, to explore some of these options at the AJCC, we have staff who are just wonderful, and they'll help them with guiding them through some of these resources and services. Now, we also offer free workshops, and these workshops are designed to explore your careers, to beef up your interviewing skills, resume writing, or even the use of social media in order to look for employment. So we also have Google Academy for those who need to also increase their technology skills. And we also offer the Open Network, which is an outstanding professional employment network, and that's typically with older retirees or older workers interested in returning to work. It's a fabulous network of support and professionals who can help them look for employment. So all these resources combined are just an excellent way for older workers to take advantage of opportunities to return to work and remain productive.
I think I could get a bunch of tattoos. That would help me out going in. Well, let's finish up with both of you this question, open to Nancy and Monique. What would your final advice be to older job seekers returning to work and employers looking to fill positions? So right out the gate, what's the essential thing?
I think for job seekers is to be job ready. And what does that mean? It means, you know, when you show up to work, make sure you understand the culture of the organization, that you embrace the technology, keep your skills up to date. That's really, really important. For employers, of course, pay equity is always, you know, important. Offer people accommodations or flexible work schedule, and give older workers managerial positions where they can use their talent and their skills and their experience. And most important, teach recruiters not to discriminate against older workers, and teach younger workers, again, like we spoke earlier, how to manage and work well with older workers.
Little advice?
Sure. My final advice is to older adult job seekers is to find out about all the resources available to you and leverage those resources to prepare and market yourself to the best of your ability. Review the job announcement and be prepared to articulate how your education and experience is a value add. Don't assume the employer will make the nexus. Make the nexus for them. For employers, my final advice is to be open to changing your mindset about older adult workers. Educate yourself on the benefits of older adult workers and recognize that diversity in the workplace includes older adults.
And the other thing we could do is just like The Voice, or what's that, the show where you sang in the bunny suit?
The Masked Singer.
One of the things that would be really interesting for people, and that would be for younger interviewers, no, older interviewers, if you didn't see, if you knew the answers, you knew their abilities, and then you saw who it is. I think a lot of people, older people, would be shocked by the outstanding youth trying to get a job, and I think some of the kids would be surprised. But there is something about it. So you graduated in 1980. And that gets in people's heads, and I think that's a big issue.
Well, and I think that's why it's important to go to some of these resume writing workshops, because they tell you and they teach you how to market your skills, not your age.
Correct.
So that's a great way to put it. Yeah, that's a great way to
really
put it.
Really important.
Fabulous. Well, thank you very much, Monique Nolan and Nancy Ambrose, very much for coming in. We do appreciate it. And resources are available for older job seekers wanting to return to work at the Ventura County Area Agency on Aging at vcaaa.org and at the America's Job Center of California at venturacountyajcc.org. If you are an employer that is interested in or has opportunities for older workers, or partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org. We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
Take 54 here at News Talk 1590 KVTA.